Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Every bag of Fibermax cotton has 220,000 seeds chock full of innovation, like advanced genetics for longer, stronger fiber, which means 220,000 reasons to hear, "You got what, premiums?" And new Accent Flex technology for powerful weed control, which means 220,000 reasons to say, "Heck yeah, I grew that." Fibermax cotton from BASF. Innovation in every bag. Always read and follow label directions.
With a lack of moisture, many farmers are still waiting to plant. Delayed planting means weeds will emerge alongside your wheat, stealing nutrients and moisture. Don't let that happen. Plant a coaxium wheat variety from Lima Grain Cereal Seeds. LCS's award-winning coaxium wheat varieties provide superior grassy weed control and high yields that are sure to bust your bins. To find out what variety is best for you, call Dan at 316-452-3505 or visit limagrainserialseeds.com. Reserve your seed now.
Well, September exports of U.S. pork and beef were higher year over year, according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation, with pork exports also well positioned to set annual volume and value records this year. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom explains much of the pork growth in September was driven by Colombia.
Pork continues to have great momentum. 238,000 tons globally exported in September. That was growth of about 8%. And while some of the mainstay markets continue to perform, like Mexico, the real bright spot for September was some of the smaller regions. Central America, almost 13,000 tons, up 37%. That's not new. We've seen these trends in Central America throughout most of the year. But Colombia as well, huge month at 11,000 metric tons, up 35%. The Oceania region, Australia in particular, performing well.
Beef also showing some big growth in September.
Almost 104,000 tons, up 5%. A pretty good month relative to some of the previous months of the year. You look at Japan and Mexico, both had very good months, up 10 and 20% respectively. And Taiwan, a very important chilled beef program market, up about 35% at 4,700 tons. And I think one of the themes that stands out on the beef side is that we are really starting to see the food service sector rebound throughout most of Asia. And a lot of that is being driven by tourism. Tourism is booming in both Japan and Korea. And we're seeing the benefits. Also on the beef side, Mexico, very strong month in September, almost 20,000 tons, up 20%. This is really encouraging because with the higher cutout values, the are really turning into value buyers. They understand our quality. Price is not the first thing that comes to mind for them. Quality is.
Once again, that's USMEF's Dan Hallstrom. Well, October provided a surprising pre-election bounce in farmer sentiment as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer climbed to 115, which is 27 points above that September index. Biggest driver of the sentiment improvement was increase in producers' confidence in the future. Future expectation index jumped 30 points to 124. Current conditions index also rose in October, but just by a little smaller amount. With a reading of 95, current condition index confirmed that farmers think economic conditions this year are worse than last year and the lowest since 2015-16, which was the early days of the multi-year downturn in the farm economy. Producers this month expressed some optimism that economic conditions will improve and not precipitate an extended downturn in the farm economy. For example, the percentage of producers who expect bad times in the upcoming year dropped from 73% in September to just 53% in October. You've got farm news.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that every cattle ranch plays a pivotal role in nourishing our communities. With every animal raised, you're not just ensuring a steady food supply, you're bringing quality and care to every table. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank. We believe.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.